For the management of this patient, we have to give multidisciplinary approach in this patient, involving the doctors of the various specialities, depending upon the system of involvement in each and every patient. We have to do the genetic counseling of the patient and also of their families, because it is an inherited disorder. Besides this, lifestyle modifications such as reduction in the weight, control of the weight, regular exercise, and reduction of the saturated fats in the diet is important. Besides this, some studies say that reduction in the dietary calcium may be helpful, but it is controversial. Then the rest of the investigation depend upon the clinical presentation, the systemic involvement. For the dermatological management of this patient, plastic surgery can be done for the acquired cutis laxa or for the loss of elasticity, but usually it is seen that there is a delay in the wound healing and it is not very much successful. Other than this, ophthalmological management of this patient may require photocoagulation of the neovascularization, antivitreal, antivascular endothelial growth factor may be required for the any neovascularization and for control of the retinal hemorrhage. Annual follow-up for the vision and fundoscopy would be needed. Cardiovascular management required the lifestyle modification and also involvement of the vascular surgeon if any aortic aneurysm present or any kind of a cardiac manifestations or complications seen. For the GI hemorrhage, upper and GI endoscopy should be done to rule out the GI hemorrhage. The patient should be advised to avoid aspirin and any kind of NSAIDs that may provoke this bleeding. Gastroenterologist should be involved in this case.